The man who puts together the growth projections for Raleigh's sprawling urban school district lives miles away on a quiet country road. Since 1991, demographer Ole Volovina has crunched the numbers for the school district from his quiet downstairs office. Volovina says for years his projections were right on target, until recently when he compared data from the 2000 census with the actual number of children in the school system.
The total enrollment number turned out to be higher than the total number of children captured by the census. That indicated to me that probably part of that difference was due to children of illegal migrants that were not captured in the census, because the census had a very hard time capturing illegal migrants, although they made great effort.
So Volovina started adjusting his projections. He also factored in another recent trend. This year alone, almost 2,000 students flooded into the public system from private, charter, and homeschools. Volovina says if the area weren't growing so fast, it wouldn't be so hard to predict how many children are going to come in.
In terms of population, it's not difficult to predict the number of birth and death. That's relatively easy. These things don't change drastically. What is very difficult to predict is migration.
Now that Wake County is expected to have 180,000 students by 2020, educators need to come up with enough money to build about 90 schools. But funding that growth won't be easy, even in the short term. Last week, school administrators asked county commissioners for more than $100 million to keep up with growth. To get the money, commissioners would probably have to raise property taxes. The prospect of building more schools always provokes angry emails, says Ramey Beavers, an administrator with the district. He says most of the emails go like this.
You should have known you were going to need schools because you should have known subdivisions were being built. You should know that people are coming. Well, the answer to all of those is yes, we should have, and yes, we do.
Beaver says right now Wake County's classrooms are crowded for a number of reasons. First and foremost, a big school bond issue floated in 1999 failed. Beaver says the district didn't get the money it needed to ease the current crunch.
We are sometimes criticized because we don't think far enough down the road. Well, I think we've thought down the road. We just haven't had the funding for down the road. But we will be able with this to show to the citizens that, yes, we are looking down the road. We know what's going to happen. And as soon as we have the money, we know what we need to build.
But not everyone agrees.
The money's available to build these schools. And, you know, as far as why they haven't been built on time, you know, that's another issue.
Joe Bryan is the chair of Wake County's Board of Commissioners. He says school officials haven't been as efficient as they could be about getting schools built. He thinks school administrators and commissioners should work together to get developers to set aside land for schools well before they're needed.
Let's do some land banking. Let's catch up and get ahead of the power curve, but I think it's going to require some other partnerships, more collaboration, and including many partners that we just haven't done in the past.
Brian thinks school campuses could also be built to be more efficient in their use of space. But no matter what solutions the community comes up with, the district is going to have to get ready. Every day, 60 people are either born or move into Wake County. And those numbers are only going to grow as more newcomers arrive. Alma Gonzalez is one of them. Gonzalez was shopping at a flea market in Raleigh this weekend with her husband, father, and baby son Roberto, who she was pushing around in a stroller. He's 7 months old, she says. Gonzalez and her husband arrived last week from Los Angeles, where they'd been for several years. Gonzalez says it was hard to qualify for preschool services there, and since they have family in North Carolina, they thought life would be easier for them here. Gonzalez says, above all, they wanted to find a good place for their son, a place where they could not only make a home for themselves, but make sure their son would be well-educated, too. I'm Jessica Jones, WUNC News, Raleigh.